Here, young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening. But I'm so sorry for all of you sitting here. You missed the big show. There was a complete show going on in the back of the room. Crystal was performing. And I'm one of the few that got to watch. And she's hiding now. Come on, Chanel. You don't let her hide. Well, she certainly enjoyed the music, and I enjoyed watching her enjoy the music. Now we get to enjoy a young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening. You know, our Wednesday night is not made up, of course, Sunday church isn't either, but we're certainly not made up of professional speakers, you know. We don't say one thing so somebody will think this, and then we say that so that they'll think this. We're all just talking from our hearts up here. And this young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening just has a heart of love. Yes, Crystal, go right ahead, honey, and start your applaud. Yes, it's our Lori LaPearl.
I'm really glad you cleared that up, professional speaker, before I got on. Really nice. How's everybody? Thank you. I'm still celebrating. Just gets better. Keeps getting better and better. I'm kind of really excited to share some thoughts with you tonight because I know quite a few of you know that kind of what was going on with me, but I wanted to share my experience and my story. It's pretty much a God story itself. Something that happened to me a couple months ago, I really wanted to share it for a couple things. One, some of you could probably relate to it more than actually I realized when I was experiencing it, which I think the angels were tuning into that, too. It seems like women were gathering around me going through the same experience. And another thing, too, is that if you have an obstacle in your life, especially when it comes to a health thing, I want to share what happened with me, and maybe it'll help you. So I better check my time because I know me. I'll tend to... Kristen's laughing because she knows. A couple months ago, in August or so, I started having really bad pelvic pain. Wasn't sure what was going on, but I'm pretty healthy, so I knew it wasn't going away. So I had to do something about it. It was one of those times where you know that the doctors and stuff, people that there assist you are there for a reason. So I went to the doctor and had an ultrasound done, and they found a tumor in my uterus. It was scary and stuff, but... I wasn't nervous about it being cancerous, and although I didn't quite know if it wasn't cancerous completely yet, they did a test on me and it said it wasn't, but they wouldn't know until they completely took it out of me. So I went into ultrasound, and they actually let me see it, which when I saw it, I was like, ugh, I couldn't believe this thing, live thing that was inside of me. Like, and my poor body was trying to do what it needed to do, and it couldn't because this thing in me. So as soon as I went to the doctor's office for my pre-op for the surgery, she walked in and she said, you know, it's got to come out. And I was like, I saw ET in the ultrasound. Yeah, it's phoning home, all right, because it's only going to stay in me for a short period of time and it's gone. Because this thing is really, I have never been in that much pain. But I had to welcome the pain because for me, I have a high tolerance for pain. So I wouldn't have got me into the doctor's office in the first place. So the angels knew. Sometimes they do know where our levels are at. And with me, you got to kick me in the pants a little bit sometimes for me to do something about it, especially having high tolerance for pain isn't such a healthy thing sometimes. But it got me to go in. So with this whole experience, I can't even tell you, like, how I really don't understand how people can actually not having this thought process can actually really get through a pretty difficult time like that. Reason being is that, you know, I mean, Millie always says to ask the angels for guidance and help and stuff, and we know they're always there, but sometimes we don't feel worthy enough to ask them. oh, we don't, or we're such in a negative, fearful place. It's not easy to ask. And I know a lot of you guys can relate to me on that. It's so easy to ask and when you're up high, you know what I mean? But, and to surrender to it all, it's really fearful because you're not knowing the outcome to, in any situation can be really scary. Well, they set up the surgery and they got me in really fast. And I had a reading the week before my surgery, which was really interesting. This person had told me, I'm going to be surrounded with purple. And I was like, well, I love, she was like, what does that mean anything to you? I said, well, I love purple. It's one of my favorite colors. And she goes, and you have a couple angels standing behind you that want to work with you. And I'm like, great, step up, help me out in this thing. So I was like, all right. And then she said, I don't know what you're going through, but whatever is happening right now, you're going to go through something. It's going to be really fast. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, and then I told her what was going on with me. She says, oh, I don't see it's as cancerous, but, you know, you seem like a strong person to be able to handle it if not. And I said, yeah. And that was one thing, too. I knew in my soul that I feel like I just begun this, my work here. I feel like I have a lot of work to do. But I knew that if it was cancerous at all, that it's going to have a fight on its hands because I feel like I'm only just beginning. So part of me was like, say so be it. If it is, I'll handle it. I'll do my best, you know, to fight it anyway. So this person that gave me the reading, I told her a little bit what's going on with me, and she said, well, I feel like it's going to be really fast. Well, my hospital stay was outpatient, and, you know, I have the best friend in the world. Kimberly was totally by my side, took the day off, and before we left the house, I picked an angel card. And it said, have faith. So I said to a little prayer to myself, and I said, okay, look, I'm really scared to go to the hospital. I had a really bad experience with my dad dying in the hospital. I was there for weeks on end. And it's still a lot if I go visit a friend at the hospital because it just brings back a lot of stuff for me. I'm not really comfortable, but I'm trying to work through that all. So Kimberly knew that. So she's like, everything's going to be all right, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's a really good friend trying to be supportive. But my inner internal stuff was going, oh, my God, I'm so afraid. And what's going to happen? I'm going under. What happens when I'm under? Well, I was, like, saying to the angels, well, if you put me under, can you, like, come out, maybe have some kind of ability they didn't have before? You know, like saying that. That would be nice. But I picked an angel card, and it said I have faith. And I just decided at that moment that I was going to surrender because there's not much I can do. It's out of my control. So I said, okay, I'm buckling my seat in. I'm ready for the ride. So, like, just please make this fast and easy and loving and make this be a really spiritual, huge growth for me, like lessons left and right. Well, we got to the hospital at 10:30 in the morning, Kimberly and I, and I went to Mary Birch Sharp, and they are amazing at this place. Me and Kimberly walked in. It was like a hotel. We're like, this is a hospital, you know? They took me right in, did all the proper paperwork and stuff, and then Kimberly and I didn't wait long, and they bring us upstairs, and they were really nice to her as a guest, too, which sometimes they don't care about, and they told her where to sit, and then they hand me a package, and I go in the bathroom. She goes, here, you know, first of all, she has to take a urine test, and I'm like, are you kidding? I haven't peed in like 12 hours. You know what I mean? I haven't drank water or anything. I'm like, okay, and Kimberly's like, you know why they did that? I'm like, yeah. But I walked in there and changed, and I'm laughing the whole time I'm in the restroom. I'm surprised that I walk out, and the nurse is like, oh, she's, like, in there feeling good. The whole gown and socks were in purple. So I come out, and I'm like, Kimberly. Kimberly's like, yeah, it's cute. It's all got bought. It's got beer paw stuff on it. And I go, no, look. And she's like, oh, my goodness, it's all in purple. So we started laughing. I'm like, okay, being aware of our thought process right now, I was aware of everything. I was like, show me signs. I want to see him, you know. I was, like, open to it. And I said, I'm going to have fun with it. First nurse that walks in, her name is Gabrielle. And I said, oh, my goodness, like the angel? And she was like, you can call me Abby. Kimberly and I look at each other again. It was just one thing after another of signs, them knowing that I was going to be okay, that, you know, they were with me. And 10 of 12... they're saying, we're ready for you. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I was like, I didn't really think that it was going to happen that fast. It wasn't supposed to be. It's like 1:30, almost 2 o'clock, but they're ready for me. And the doctor comes in and asks me if I was ready. I said, yeah, I'm a little scared. But she's like, you're ready to get it out? And I said, yeah. And I met the anesthesiologist guy, and he was really nice. And it comes to find out that when I had a healing class 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Helene had a similar thing, not with me, but from an angel guide or something with the name Greenberg or something. So it was kind of funny how they've been still trickling the little messages for me. They had said, we're ready for you. And so the nurse took me down to the operating room. And as soon as I got in there, well, actually, I'll back it up and let you know. The message from the nurse, she said, I guess the angels knew I need to hear this because she had said, turn around like she was going to walk out and kind of had that look on her face and said, by the way, when you walk in the operating room, you're going to see a lot of stuff, but I don't want to let you know. It's not all for you. And she had that look like, who said that? And she said it again, and I was like, I knew that if I would have walked in and seen all this big equipment, I'd be like, what are they doing to me? So it was like clarity for me. I knew that I needed to hear that. And when I walked in, I was like, you know, walking in, I wasn't under anything or anything yet, but I was already like surrendered that I knew I was going to try to make the best out of it and a good experience. And usually when I get nervous, I get really funny and witty and stuff. So they were kind of all laughing at me and like the nurses and stuff when I was calling an ET, ready to phone home in the operating room. And they were like, you're funny. And the anesthesia guy looks at me, he says, hey, Lori, do you like ABBA? We're going to play ABBA during your surgery. I go, love ABBA. He goes, all right. So lay down on the table. It was all warm, padded table. They put these massage things on my legs. They were like compression massage things. Put a pillow underneath my knees. Put all these warm, heavy blankets on me. And then the anesthesia guy goes, here, I'm going to put your left hand here and your right hand over here, just like the cross. And I was like, he didn't just say that, did he? To myself. No, he couldn't have. And he goes, just like the cross. So I'm like, great, Jesus is here with me. Awesome. So then I'm laying there, and he goes, oh, one more thing, because I knew everybody in the room already. He said, the last person that's going to come in, that here he is right now, his name is Lewis. Well, my father's name's Lewis, and he died like 12 years ago. So then I was like, okay, I'm ready. Well, surgery went fine. I was only in surgery for like 20 minutes. That's it. And it was half the size of my uterus, which I didn't know what was going on or how big it was. I didn't even really ask. I didn't care. But Kimberly was shocked when the doctor came out because I said, do you want us to let you know or your guest? And I said, no, tell Kimberly everything. So when I got her, and Kimberly was like, well, that's fast. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, hello to the nurses. And they're like, no way. She's out of it already. I popped out of it like that. Apparently, I wanted to be here. but anyways, I was excited, and I said, is it over yet? And I looked around. I go, well, it must be because I'm in a different room. They go, oh, yeah, you did fine. Dr. Husk will be in a minute. There comes Kimberly. She's like, I can't believe it. Everything was so fast. It was like 12:30. We weren't even there 2 hours, and I'm done, everything. And I'm at anesthesia, and I have to wait another 45 minutes before I can go home, kind of thing. So she comes in, shows me pictures, which is kind of interesting. And didn't have to do as much as she thought because she said I was really healthy and everything looked good. The only thing is we have to send it to the lab to make sure it's benign and stuff. So they wheel me out, and Kimberly and I went home. So we were really at my house by 2:30, and I was like, they weren't kidding when they said fast, 4 hours. I'm like, with that travel time and everything, it was like crazy. Technology is amazing these days. But this is the most powerful thing that happened to me, is when I got home and I was laying in bed and I was actually twiddling my thumbs, looking up at the ceiling. Kim was like, you really should sleep. And I go, I am not tired at all. And I go, I feel really good. I feel so grateful, so blessed. I said, I'm so lit up right now. And then it was like, and I know a lot of you here have had this happen, like when classes with Millie and stuff, but you know when you know something? And I knew it from my core that people were praying for me and sending me love. I'm going to cry right now. Just because it was amazing. I just felt like I was lit up like a light bulb, and it wouldn't shut off for 2 days. I was like literally not tired, and I felt really good. I was so grateful, and I kept saying, I'm so grateful, thank you. For the experience, actually, to be honest with you, even though I don't wish anybody to have anything health-wise go wrong with them, but I tried looking at the beauty of it all and what my growth is and how I could be there for other people through this whole process. So it was pretty amazing. So while I was laying there, I looked on Facebook, and there was tons of loving messages and stuff from church family, and my family's calling, and everybody wants to make sure I'm good, and I'm like, I'm happy as a clam. I'm great. And they're like, you just had surgery like 45 minutes ago. And I'm like, I feel great. I feel really good. And I wasn't on narcotics or anything. My doctor doesn't believe in that. I was on like heavy Aleve, I think, prescription. That's the only thing I was on. And the anesthesia was, you know, wearing itself off. But I get a message from Fred. Now, most of you guys know Fred. And it says to me and Ray Reese, which, by the way, keep Ray Reese in your prayers. I think about him a lot. This happened to me. I feel I got away easy. I mean, he's fighting right now. But I am laying there, and I yelled, "No way." And Kim was like, "What?" Comes in, and I was like, Fred just posted a message on Facebook to me and Ray Reese and anybody else who's going through a hard time, a song from, guess what, ABBA. And I was like, no way. So they would like messages left and right for me to know that we're all connected, you know, and that the angels are working with us. I just think that sometimes we don't surrender and we get in our own way. We don't mean to. But that's why I wanted to share with everybody. So, you know, next time somebody does have a difficult time in their life, that you can actually pray for what you want, for your higher good. But step away from it a little bit and let them do their jobs, because they can't do it if we're in the way. They try. But I was ready. I was just like, I am in it. And I'm so grateful that I actually have this thought process. And I'm sure a lot of you are probably thinking the same thing right now, because I don't know how other people do it. This is an easy way to live. This is an easy way. Just think about it. If something happens, you might emotionally get upset, but then an hour later, you're like, it is what it is, right? So you don't get caught up in it all because you know better. You step out of it usually. But I haven't been sharing this with a lot of people that say they're not spiritual, and I think they are. Because certain things they say, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But I really feel like I got so many lessons out of this. And one of them was receiving, because I'm a really good giver, or I'm not a very good receiver. And Millie and I talk about this. It's something that Millie's kind of working on too for a long time. And I always feel like my heart gets big when I can give. And I know other people like to give to me too, so I have to welcome that. It's just always been something that's been a little difficult for me. So I had no choice but to surrender, because I couldn't do anything for a couple of days. So I had Mary G came over, and Kimberly took care of me, and everybody was doing shifts to take care of me. And knowing that I knew I was okay to do stuff, they'd be like, sit down. And I was like, all right. And I was like, okay, kind of thing. But I knew that I could, but I knew that I need, this is a lesson too, right? Sit back and let people help you, kind of thing. So I just want to say that I don't think anybody's new here tonight. Are you new? Are you new? Yeah. Welcome. I mean, I can't imagine a more beautiful, amazing thing to be part of. And if you don't know your neighbor, get to know them, because they're, each time you have class, any kind of class here, or anytime you come on a Wednesday night or Sunday and you meet a new friend, we just all have a connection more than you think. I know we're all connected, but when we're on this thought process, we're there to cheer each other on and help each other. And I really felt excited to talk to you guys about this, because it's very humbling for me. It's, you know, a female part. It's not like I really want to go around saying, hey, my uterus has got something going on right now. Look at me. You know what I mean? But it seems like the angels work with me all the time, because last time I talked, it was not something health-wise, but a situation that was kind of humbling too. And I was like, wow, maybe it's okay. You know, I think that's the way of showing me a gift to be able to share. But there's the lessons, if you can get what I got out of it. One is definitely surrender. Ask the angels and God to come through for you. And ask for your higher good, because sometimes we want things really bad, but it's not right. It's not necessarily going to be right for us, but we fight for the rightness of it all. And then there's step, almost like you go for a job and you want that job really so bad, but they're saying, well, no, pass that one up, because the next one's coming along is for you, but we want it so bad. So just trust and ask for, you know, ask them. And like Millie says, we have to ask, and they're waiting for us to ask. And every one of you here is worthy of asking, anytime, any place, just as well as myself. And I also got just to completely let it go. And like Millie, an example of letting it go, people have said, well, how do you let it go? You're emotionally attacked. I said, well, Millie always shares with us putting it on the God shelf. You just got to put it high enough so you can't reach it. But think about something that is causing you chaos and turbulence in your life, and put it on the shelf and just be like, okay. and totally give it to him. Like Millie says, it doesn't work because sometimes we got the string attached still. We're like, oh no, I'm going to, oh yeah, you got it. And you know, it's still there, but you can still pull it down or reach it or something. So, you know, give it away and see what happens, because I did, and they totally showed me, A, it works, but that it's bigger than we think. You know, and I know that when I was in surgery, not only did I have amazing doctors, and that's what Millie prayed for me. She prayed for me that the doctors would be excellent at their job and they would be loving. And I prayed too. I didn't say anything about any negative things when I was under, but I prayed about it and said, just have them send loving thoughts and positive stuff when I'm under, so I don't take any of that on either if they're doing whatever. But I had a really great team. I'm so grateful. The hospital sent me a card that said, as an exceptional patient, and I thought it was kind of weird. Did they do that all the time? Either apparently they're really happy to get rid of me, or... But I was like joking around a lot and stuff, kind of like Lindy would. I'd make the best of it and just say, hey, I'm here. Let's go for it kind of thing. And I recovered really fast. I mean, I really didn't probably need any downtime, but I did take care of myself in doctor's orders, because I told her, if you tell me I'll be well by Thursday, I'll be going to the gym. And Kimberly says, that the first thing you asked for when you went in anesthesia, when can I work out? She's like, what? She's like, no, you're going to stay at home for a couple days. I go, I know that. She's like, the first thing she asked, though, the doctor. Yeah, I'm a little addicted to physical activity. But anyways, so I hope that I helped any of you if you really have a really trying time. And I know there's a lot of great support here. And I really felt, when I felt the power of prayer with everybody praying for me and everything, I really want to encourage everyone to send a good thought out to somebody. Even if somebody comes up to you and says, prayers are hard for some people. It's not for us. The word prayer. Sometimes people still connect it with being religious. You know what I mean? So if somebody does say something, I'm not crazy about the whole prayer or religious, well, just let them know. We could believe, you know, we know it's a prayer, but let them know. Just send a loving, positive thought out to somebody. Because I'm telling you, it works. That's the first time I've ever felt like I know, like energy. And I do massage for a living, so I do feel energy a lot and see things that probably a lot of people don't see, but not all for me. And so I hope that, you know, somebody got something out of what I shared tonight. And I love you all, and thank you for this time.